from Big Finish Productions, Doctor Who, the audio novels, The Lord of Misrule.
Small Piece unlocked the door, and a figure moved into the shop.
Well, bless my soul!
Exclaimed Jago. Behind him, Small Piece slammed the door, causing a waft of fog to evaporate into the gaslit corners of the room.
You know this character?
He barked, indicating the Doctor.
If he's troubled, just say the word, I'll sort him out.
He thrust his whiskery chin towards the Doctor pugnaciously.
Know him?
Jago said.
Why, this is one of my closest friends. And as for trouble, well, I can't deny trouble often accompanies him, eh? But he's the one sorting it out, not causing it, aren't you, Doctor?
Thank you, Henry. A more staunch character witness I couldn't ask for.
Small Piece was agog.
You're the Doctor?
He turned to Jago.
He's the Doctor? Well, why didn't you say so?
He clapped the Doctor on the shoulder.
Jago's told me all about you. This puts an entirely different complexion on things.
He looked at the glowing cylinder fondly.
I can see I shall have to take a bath on this one. Oh, well.
Jago looked confused at the exchange.
We've been agreeing terms,
beamed the Doctor.
What about you? Bit late to be out shopping?
Jago's face clouded.
I was looking for Lightfoot. You haven't seen him, either of you?
The Professor, said Small Piece thoughtfully. Not for a month or so. Only comes in here when he's on a case. Not like you.
And we've only just arrived,
said the Doctor.
Romana and I,
he added, to Jago's quizzical look.
Miss Romana, eh?
Jago's moustache bristled slightly, and he seemed imperceptibly to hold his head a little higher.
Very fine woman, that,
he added to Small Piece. For Jago, he'd met her when they got involved in the case of the pugilist who had been stalking London.
What made you think Lightfoot might be here? More likely in the pub, I'd have thought.
I've just come from there, huffed Jago.
He sighed, as if wrestling with a confidence.
You might as well know. He's, not been himself. Depressed, you might say. But with a side order of erratic. Last I saw, he was charging off into the fog with a demented look in his eye.
He paused.
I know it doesn't sound much. But I'm worried. The state he's in. Someone could do him a mischief. Or he could do one to himself.
The Doctor looked out into the impenetrable haze, lit only by a couple of dimly discernible gaslights.
I'd trust your instincts any day, Henry. Not a night for the aimless.
He opened the door.
Romana's out in that too.
She can look after herself, surely, said Jago.
She and Lightfoot aren't the only ones out in the fog,
said the Doctor darkly.
Somewhere there's a time vehicle with no rudder, and a nasty habit of disgorging visitors from the past.
Jago blinked.
A what?
This is the only thing that can fix it,
said the Doctor, patting the cylinder.
Come on, you two. We've got a busy night ahead of us. We've got to find out who's behind this.
Small Piece blinked.
Me too?
You too, old Small Piece, said the Doctor.
He clapped Jago on the shoulder conspiratorially.
I'm assuming you trust this reprobate, Henry.
Oh, yes, replied Jago. Well, that is to say, he may be a crook, but he's no villain.
Good enough for me,
shouted the Doctor, bounding to the door and flinging it open. Come on.
Big Finish, for the love of stories.